Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And we're back for a second bite of this book, Zeal Without Burnout by Christopher Ashe. And now we're looking today at the chapter called Sacrifice is Not the Same as Burnout. Sacrifice is not the same as burnout. Now, we know we're meant to be fully committed and wholehearted in our discipleship of Jesus Christ. Luke 9, 23 and 24, if you want to save your life, you'll lose it. We've got to give ourselves wholeheartedly. That's fine. But does that mean that we should aim at burnout? The preacher George Whitefield famously said, "I would rather wear out than rust out." Now, I would agree with that in the sense that I don't want to be rusty and get stuck. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be lukewarm. But is burning out our goal? Is that what Jesus is really calling us to? Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, Paul writes, "I urge you to, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God." A living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. If God chooses to take us, then that's something that happens. And in the Christian life, there are difficult times for people that damage them or even kill them. There are martyrs around the world, not only in the years in the past, but even in the present day. So sometimes our offering of ourselves as a living sacrifice will end in that. But those are factors outside our control, aren't they? The things that are within our control mean that we're meant to offer ourselves as a sacrifice, but not necessarily with the goal of burning out. How is that useful to anyone? We only become a burden to other people in that context. In the book, he uses a really interesting illustration of a firefighter. A firefighter goes into dangerous places and he has a team of people with him. And the idea of a firefighter is not to be the hero, but to be part of the team that rescues people or the building or the situation. And if he endangers himself trying to be the hero, he actually endangers many other people. And that's true also in Christian service. We might burn out for God as some kind of heroic fantasy idea, but it has an effect on our loved ones, our wife, our husband, our children, our family, our friends, and in fact the church. And we're causing more work and effort for other people, and that work that they're doing is now taken away from the proclamation of the gospel, all because of our own burnout. Is that aiming at burnout selfishness, in fact? Is it an attempt to find meaningfulness rather than finding our meaningfulness in God himself, our identity and our security in him, rather than in our role or how much hard work we're doing for God? This is not an excuse for laziness, but then again, neither is it a call to being selfish in the way that we burn out for God. We need to think about these things. Sustainable sacrifice is the phrase he uses. Perhaps that's our goal. Sacrifice, yes, but sustainable. Something we can maintain, not just for now, but for decades and decades to come, or as however long God gives us to live on this earth. And he is in control of that, rather than us. We're called to sacrifice, and amen. Let's do that. But what do you think about the best ways do we have of understanding the difference between sacrifice and burnout? The zeal that burns brightly and is sustainable, as opposed to the zeal that means we burn out and potentially become a burden to the people around us. What's the difference there? What do you think? What have you seen? What have you heard from other people? What have you tried yourself? What have you tried that didn't work? What have you tried that did work? It would be wonderful to share that with all the people watching and listening to these. So let me know. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. So please let us know what your tips are on how to be zealous without burning out. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific day and a wonderful week. God bless.